For today's episode of the BenHeck.com podcast, we've snagged an exclusive interview with everyone's favorite actress who seems to only make vampire movies. Please welcome Kate Beckinsale.
Thank you. I love being here. If they're not familiar with a podcast, what exactly is a podcast?
Well, a podcast is when people, usually, you know, huge geeks, sit around in their parents' basements recording things that they want to talk about, and then people allegedly listen to it.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Right. Well, okay, let's move on. I have a question for you. I think many of your fans, all eight of them, are probably wondering this. Your movies seem to have kind of an ongoing theme. They all seem to involve either werewolves or vampires or both. Can you comment on this?
Oh, yes. You see, back in my early days, I had to make movies that they sent me scripts like for this Shakespeare movie about nothing. I don't know what that was. Or, you know, these other movies. But really, I've always been interested in vampires and werewolves.
Why is that?
I like vampires, you see, because they're magical and they can turn into bats and wolves and mist and things. Oh, and I like werewolves also, because werewolves are people, you see, for like 29 days a month. But then, when there's a full moon or something, they turn into wolves, and they stalk around the countryside eating babies and whatnot.
Okay, all right.
It's very interesting.
Indeed. Can you tell us about your new movie, which is apparently about a motel or something? It looks kind of like Joyride 2, if you ask me, but
I'm not familiar with that movie. Were there any werewolves in it?
No, just Paul Walker, although maybe
he's almost a werewolf.
Yeah, almost. But anyway, I noticed in the trailers and the commercials for that, there doesn't seem to be any werewolves or vampires. What gives? I mean, were you sloughing the day you signed on?
They totally tricked me. The script they sent me originally didn't have this Luke Wilson chap in it. By the way, I'm not familiar with him. He seemed like a nice enough bloke, though. Anyway, we were making this movie, and they sent me this script, and they fooled me into being in it. Because in the original script, you see, I was dressed in nothing but skin-tight leather, and there were vampires everywhere! We went to a hotel, right? And we opened the closet door, and hanging inside was a vampire! I was amazed! It was a great movie! And I said, yes, I will do it. And they were like, okay, but we're going to film this scene without the vampire and see what happens. And then we'll film it later with the vampire. And I was like, okay. So we filmed it without vampires, right? And then after lunch, I was like, well, we're going to film the part with the vampire. They'll be like, oh, we'll film that later. Just don't worry about that. Keep your leather cat suit hanging around just in case.
Wow, it sounds like they really tricked you on that one.
They completely tricked me.
So is that kind of what happened with your last pre-vampire binge movie, Pearl Harbor? Because last time I checked, there were no vampires in Pearl Harbor either.
In the history book that I read, that my parents gave to me, my mommy and daddy, if they're listening to this, hello. Anyway, the one that they gave me, it turns out that Pearl Harbor was attacked by vampires!
Whoa. I thought it was the Japanese, the Imperial, Navy or whatever.
I don't know who they are! But in the history book that they gave me, there was vampires everywhere! Vampires flew these planes over to Hawaii on like a Sunday or something.
Well, why would the vampires have to fly a plane? I thought they could turn into bats or mist. Couldn't they get across the Pacific that way?
Their arms would get tired. Their wings, the poor little devils.
Oh, and then once they arrived, they wouldn't be able to suck the blood out of Ben Affleck or whoever.
So I was like, Pearl Harbor, this is chock full of vampires in history, right? I'm going to do this movie. But instead, it was some sort of lame-ass love story where I fell in love with some, I don't know, the other guy from Good Will Hunting, which is another movie I never saw because there were no vampires in it.
Well, you've seen Interview with a Vampire, right?
Oh, yes! I loved it! It was amazing!
Okay, speaking of falling in love, when you did one of your early vampire movies,
yes?
What was that called? Underworld.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes!
I thought it was a big piece of crap. But anyway, then apparently you married the director.
Wrong. It was amazing!
Len Wiseman, you got married to him after you churned out that turd?
Oh, yes, Len! Len was amazing! He told me, now, Kate, darling, you're a vampire. And I said, I'm a vampire? This is amazing. This is great. I've wanted to be a vampire since I was a little girl growing up in wherever that was. And so we made this movie and I got to kill a bunch of werewolves because werewolves are the mortal enemy of your beautiful ass in skin-tight leather. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, really? And you'd fight this evil vampire? And I was like, okay. And it was great. And I got to kill werewolves. I ran around all day long and I ate cookies. It was awesome.
Okay, okay. So now, Len.
Oh, darling, Len.
Yeah, yeah. Your husband is now directing the fourth Die Hard movie, 12 years after the last one. What do you think about that? I mean, are you a fan of the early Die Hard movies?
I'm actually, you know what, Ben? I hate to say this, but I'm not actually familiar with them.
You've never seen any of the Die Hard movies?
No.
Are
I
you
haven't.
From the moon or something?
Anyway,
so why aren't you in Die Hard 4? I thought you'd be all over that.
Well, he showed me the script and I just couldn't even get through it. I gotta tell you, quite frankly.
Let me guess, there were no vampires in it?
Exactly! There were no vampires or werewolves. There were these terrorists and they were using the internet, which is another thing I've never heard of before.
All right, so do you have any future movies you're planning to be in that you can tell us about?
Well, I think I'm going to shit out another thing with Adam Sandler. Maybe he'll put a vampire in it this time.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see Click, but I have this feeling there weren't any vampires in it.
If you check out the deleted scenes section, there was this part that we filmed where it turned out Adam Sandler was a vampire, and that's how he could manipulate time, because apparently vampires can do anything!
Well, he certainly does suck.
Yes, he does.
Quite a bit. Right. All right. Well, I think we just have time for just a few more closing statements. Is there anything you'd like to tell any aspiring anorexic British actresses out there?
Have a lot of shots in the movies of your ass, because people like asses.
Okay.
I don't know why, but asses sell. And then, once you make enough movies where they show your ass in loving close-up, then you can go on to make all the movies you want about whatever subject is dearest to your heart. In my case, that would be vampires!
I figured that.
Yes.
Okay, another question. Are you ever going to get back into the corset movies? You know, like, I think the movie you're talking about was Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh,
or any of those.
What was it called?
Yeah, it was a Shakespeare play. Oh. Shakespeare was a... You've heard of Shakespeare, right?
Was he a vampire?
Yeah, sure. He was a vampire.
Oh, goody.
Well, I think that'll do it for today. Thank you for coming on our show. And
I'm sure everyone
is going to line up for your vacancy movie.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called. Although I'm sure the only vacancy will be that in the theater seat. Ching.
That's very, very nice.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. And now we'll move on to the rest of the podcast.